Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In Georgia right now, at their state capitol, there is a hearing regarding their H.R. 536. That is their personhood bill that they're attempting to pass through the legislature there. I want to give you an update on Colorado's effort to get signatures. This signature effort is going as well as any signature effort in recent memory. Last year, Focus on the Family led an effort, a successful effort to protect marriage, the marriage amendment in Colorado. And by all accounts, the personhood signature effort is ahead of where the marriage amendment was last year. Now, does that mean that it's a done deal? No, it does not. A lot of money had to be poured into the signature effort last year. A lot of money to get the marriage amendment on the ballot, and of course that passed successfully. So if you can help, Colorado Right to Life is a distribution point for petitions. You could go to their office downtown a half a block from the Capitol, or you can call them 303-753-9394 to get a petition or to go in and sign a petition. There are distribution sites around the state, and you could find out where they are at the campaign's website. That's ColoradoForEqualRights.com. Now, we have a letter to the editor published in a South Dakota paper, the Argus Leader, in Sioux Falls. And this, you got to hear, this was written by someone who's urging people to stop donating money to National Right to Life. Stop donating money to National Right to Life. And then the letter mentions American Right to Life, this letter to the editor. You got to hear it. It's stunning. Also, in France, the French Supreme Court has ruled that parents have the right to name their baby, even though the baby is miscarried and dies. And so it turns out that a report in France, a news report out today, is reporting that in America, feminists are upset about the French ruling, thinking that it raises questions of the personhood of the unborn. The personhood of the unborn. And be prepared over the coming year for personhood to be discussed in increasing segments of our society and, in fact, by people around the world as America exerts our leadership and the pro-life movement in America promotes the personhood strategy of defending the unborn. Okay. There is a letter here. I'm going through the BEL mailbag. There's a letter here to this radio show about the impact of our manuscript, the plot that it's making in Central America. In Costa Rica, there is a Bible Institute, and they're using the Spanish translation of the plot. Now, the plot is my life's work, 330-page manuscript on an overview of the Bible. And thousands of copies of this have been bought by people all around the country and around the world. And the number one comment is it makes the Bible easy to understand and a joy to read. Because sometimes if you don't have a good overview of the Bible, you could think it's contradicting itself, where people pull different verses and Christians argue about doctrine and theology. And so that's what the plot is designed to give people an overview of the Bible so they better understand it. And this letter speaks about the impact of the plot, the Spanish version of the plot, which is titled La Trama. La Trama is the plot. The storyline of a book or a movie is La Trama, the plot. And so I want to get to that letter also to us here at Bob and Yurt Live, and to remind you that this month, February, we are in our annual telethon to keep Bob and Yurt Live broadcasting, reaching more people on this 50,000-watt AM station, KLTT, out of Denver, Colorado, the most powerful Christian station in the country. We have a goal of $25,000 in our telethon, and we have reached $5,100. So we are over 20% of our goal, and it's difficult for me because I should take an entire show and do nothing but the telethon and ask for money. But how do I avoid these issues? Like, for example, Gene Torkelson reported about the Colorado's Roman Catholic Archbishop, Charles Chaput, and he made a statement last week that is somewhat stunning. It's a sad statement. Now, he has been one of the strongest bishops in the country against abortion. But the statement that he made, and that's reported by Gene Torkelson, this statement, it's the kind of statement that if it were uncovered in the Vatican Library in Rome, made 60 years ago in Germany, that the Vatican would have to hold an international conference and issue a round of apologies. And I'm going to start the show with this statement, okay? This is written by Gene Torkelson. Gene Torkelson, when is the last time we talked about her? She's the religion writer of the Rocky Mountain News. The last time we talked about Gene Torkelson is when the Pope died. Do you remember that? She was coming to Denver Bible Church because that's what she does. She visits churches and then she writes about them in her column in the Rocky. And she was coming to Denver Bible Church and the Pope died. Remember that happened? Yeah. And so she called and she said, I apologize, I can't make it. Of course, with the death of the pontiff, I have to go visit the cathedral downtown and all this. So anyway, haven't thought about Gene Torkelson since then. So she writes this article in the Rocky Mountain News, Archbishop Charles Chaput left the door open on Monday, this is a week ago today, for Catholics to support, and this is the tragic part, for Catholics to support pro-choice politicians, saying that a variety of factors may be weighed when making such a decision. Now, we'll get to his quote in a moment, but if this were true in Germany 60 years ago, and a Roman Catholic bishop had been talking about whether or not you could support a Nazi when it was known that the Nazis advocated the slaughter of innocent people. And if one bishop in Germany had said, well, it's, it's legitimate to vote for a Nazi if you're considering other factors. If he had said that, if that was uncovered in a archival library somewhere in Munich, and that was then published, the Vatican would have to hold an international conference and issue apologies around the world for that statement. And Charles Chaput is known to stand strong against abortion. So here he is issuing the kind of statement that in 30 years from now, there will have to be apologies issued, maybe by his successor. This is what he said. If you are a Democrat, can you legitimately vote for someone who is pro-choice? I imagine so, Chaput told a crowd of about 150 people. But you have to tell them forcefully you want them to change. Voting is just the minimum. Okay, so I pray that the Archbishop will reconsider his words and realize that in 30 years from now, once we get to the point where the slaughter of innocent children has been outlawed, he will look upon his comment, others will look upon it, as a collaboration with the system that kills kids. We need to have zero tolerance for those who advocate the killing of kids. And when you're talking about a governing official, that is in an official capacity, they will use their authority as a governing official to make sure that children could be killed by, under the protection of Colorado's government and America's U.S. government. So it's a tragic statement, and I pray he will reconsider and issue a retraction. Okay, now I want to get to this letter from Costa Rica from a missionary down there, Jeremy Clark. The Clark family, his wife, had, I think, has been a missionary, grew up in a missionary family. Her name is Andrea Clark. And Jeremy, they've been down there for at least a couple years or more. And so here we go. Let's see. From Jeremy Clark, Bob and Yurt Live should know about the impact that the plot, and again, that's the book I wrote, An Overview of the Bible. And then he writes, La Trama, actually, in Spanish. The impact that La Trama is making down here in Costa Rica through our Bible Institute. Each trimester, I teach Bible doctrine. In one class, we call it The Story of God and Man. And, of course, that's what the plot means, right? The plot is the story. So what is the story of the Bible? That's what my book is about. So he teaches a class called The Story of God and Man. And he said, I give the students several books. The plot, La Trama, is one of them. During the trimester, I refrain as much as possible from giving my own opinion as to the differences of opinion contained in the various textbooks. Okay, that's cool. Almost without exception, at the end of the course, the students love the plot and adopt its conclusions as the most biblical. Boy, that's encouraging to me. That is absolutely encouraging. Down in Central America. Wow. The story of one student sums it all up. Marco found out about our Bible Institute by receiving a flyer in his mail last December. Among the courses he took was The Story of God and Man. Within the first 2 weeks, he read all the textbooks. Now, that I can identify with that. When I went to Arizona State University and took some pretty intense computer science classes, and I begged the dean of the computer science department to let me double up on the number of courses you're allowed to take simultaneously. And he said, no, you can't. And I said, no, I have to because I have a family and I can't afford to be in school forever. And he said, no, you can't. Most people can't pass one course easily with a full load. You can't double up on computer science courses. I said, no, I have to. So he gave me a waiver and let me do it. And so before the course started, before the first class, I read cover to cover all the textbooks for the classes so that when the course started, I was ready. And that's, you know, that's an aggressive way to take an education seriously. So Marco, I don't know who Marco is, but he sounds like my kind of guy. So he says that within the first 2 weeks, Marco had read all the textbooks I gave him for the 14-week trimester. He arrived early to class one day and told me that he had completed all the reading already. I asked him what he thought. He pointed to the plot and said, I have peace. He felt that for the first time, he could reconcile so many Bible verses that people say contradict one another. And then there's a note in here, which I have to get the details of this, but this is pretty exciting, that the plot, the Spanish translation of the plot called La Trama. Now, the plot is 330 pages, and it's 11 chapters. And it was translated into Spanish by a professional translator who's done work for the city and county of Denver, significant work, when they have flyers and public signs that need to be translated into Spanish. He's done a lot of that work. So we hired him, and he did an absolutely professional job from all accounts. But we asked him, he only did chapters 1 through 8. Was it 1 through 8 or 1 through 7? 1 through 7 of La Trama. And the book ends as though it's the entire book. And so the Spanish readers of La Trama over the last 8 years, they don't know that there are 3 more chapters, 4 more chapters. So they don't know that. So it looks like, if I'm interpreting this note correctly, that down at this Costa Rican Bible Institute, that they're going to begin work translating chapter 8 of the plot to add it to La Trama. Now that is exciting. Wow, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that. And if you don't speak Spanish, that's okay. You could read the plot in English. We have it. It's now bound for the first time in 10 years. It's perfect bound, and you can get it from us. It's $49.99 plus shipping and handling. And if you ask, if you order any of our materials through the rest of the month, just indicate if you're ordering on our website, just put it in a comment. If you call 800-8-NYARTS, 1-800-836-9278, just say, please apply my order to the Bob in Your Life telethon, and we will do that. And someone from Texas subscribed today. They called. They signed up for our monthly Bible study album. Once a month, you could subscribe for $35 a month and get a Bible study album on CD from us. And those albums are so much fun and informative, and you really get to know the Bible so well. And we take that, if somebody subscribes, we take that and multiply it by 10 to apply that to our telethon. So if you're thinking about signing up for a BEL subscription, please don't wait till the telethon is over, because then it's a subscription and it's important. But if you do it now, it'll go toward the telethon. In fact, the monthly amount times 10, because we don't know how long somebody might stay signed up. They might continue it for 3 months or 3 years or 10 years. But we times it by 10 to apply toward the telethon. So our phone number, 1-800-8-NYARTS. Someone just called. Thank you so much. 1-800-836-9278. And so somebody in Texas just subscribed today to the monthly Bible study albums. So that added $350 toward the telethon total so far. And so we're over 20%. We're just thrilled. But we need your help. Okay. So that's the email from Costa Rica that just came in Monday, February 18th at 1:35 p.m. Mountain Time. So very exciting. Then we have Bishop Chaput that we are praying will issue a retraction of his statement. Now we have the letter published in the Argus Leader in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. What a letter this is. Let me read it to you. It's written by a Christopher Fisher. Christopher Fisher. He writes this, and this was published February 11th, 1 week ago today. Pretend there was an organization that opposed the South Dakota effort to ban abortion. Okay, and you recall a year ago South Dakota made an effort to ban all abortion. So he writes, pretend there was an organization that opposed the South Dakota effort to ban abortion. Suppose this group worked to stop personhood amendments from state to state, sometimes endorsing the same candidates as Planned Parenthood would endorse. Pretend they despised abortion protesters who actually save babies and that they earned lucrative salaries. Now pretend that this organization was funded by those wishing to stop the killing of unborn babies. This organization does exist. It is called National Right to Life. Its candidate of choice was Fred Thompson, who used his airtime not to oppose abortion, but to oppose personhood amendments. This is the guy who, quote, forgot, unquote, if he was a lobbyist for a pro-abortion organization and is on record as saying that he is for abortion in the cases of rape and incest, as if there is ever a good reason to intentionally kill an innocent human being. This was the same Thompson who crippled pro-life free speech by sponsoring the Thompson-McCain-Feingold Act. And, of course, that's made it very difficult for pro-lifers to speak up involving elections of candidates who would kill kids. National Right to Life also has poured millions of dollars down the drain fighting for the partial birth abortion ban, a law that does not prevent a single abortion, but instead gave us a legal manual on how to kill children. Just read the court ruling. National Right to Life's only real achievement over 30 years is turning the top Republicans into pro-abortion politicians and turning the average pro-lifer into a tool of the Republicans. If you want a real pro-life organization, I would turn you to American Right to Life, a new organization founded by hardened activists from Colorado Right to Life, which formed 6 years before National Right to Life. These activists receive no salary, so they will never settle with child-killing regulations, but they will fight to win. Pro-lifers have been losing for more than 30 years. It is time to get serious. If you are giving money to National Right to Life, I urge you to switch your donations to American Right to Life, which will never compromise on God's enduring command, do not murder. Wow, what a letter. That's in South Dakota, published in a local paper there, good-sized circulation. And this movement that really did resurface in Colorado, in Denver, there are aspects of it everywhere around the country. But here's what makes American Right to Life a bit different. There are groups around the country that are supporting personhood efforts, but very few, hardly any of them, make the clear statement that regulating child killing is wrong, that any law that ends with "and then you could kill the baby" is a bad law. So groups that, well, I'm thinking of some, I don't know that I need to name them, but for example, the Thomas More Law Center. The Thomas More Law Center, they promote personhood, but they don't make it clear. In fact, they actively make it murky that regulating child killing is wrong. They'll say, now, we're not opposing that, regulating child killing, but we just think that the personhood strategy is better. And there are other pro-life groups like that that are sitting on the fence, and they're doing both. And when they promote personhood, that's good. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. That's great. And for the pro-lifers who are against personhood, at some point, we will be here to say, welcome aboard, welcome aboard. We'll be glad when you join up. So, wow, this letter published in a paper in South Dakota by Chris Fisher. Wow. Thank you, Chris, for that very encouraging letter. This is our telethon month. We are just over 20%. We need your help. Oh, boy. Jill Stanek has a blog against Bill Clinton because Bill Clinton became unglued at pro-lifers who were attending a campaign stop that he was speaking at for his child-killing wife, Hillary. And they had this sign that says abortion kills kids. And one of them heckled Bill Clinton, spoke up, and he said, we disagree with that. We disagree with that. And then he said, you're not really pro-life, because if you were really pro-life, you would advocate criminalizing the mothers and the doctors. You would advocate putting them in jail, but you don't advocate that because you're not really pro-life. And that's an argument that pro-aborts have been making against pro-lifers for a long time. They say you don't really believe the baby is a person. If you did, you wouldn't say you can kill it for rape and incest. If you did, you would point out that it's a crime. And you would be willing to punish women who have abortions. But you're not, because you don't really believe it's a baby. You don't really believe it's murder. You just want to control women for your whatever parochial, religious view. And so that argument is valid. If somebody is killing Jews, and we say it's a crime to kill Jews, we say, yes, it is a crime to kill Jews. Okay, so would you punish those who kill Jews? Oh, no, I wouldn't punish them. Okay, well, then you don't really think it's a crime. And, of course, that's consistent. Well, that's Bill Clinton's argument. That's how he starts his argument. And then he says, if you were really against abortion, you would thank me because I did more to reduce abortions than any president before or since. And you know what he's referring to? I mean, this was part of their plan back in the 90s. If you go to the Colorado Department of Health and you get abortion statistics for the last 15 years, there's a dramatic drop in the number of abortions during the 90s when Clinton was in office. Dramatic. It drops by, I forget now the percent, drops by a third. And we didn't enact any child-killing regulations during that period. It just plummeted. The numbers plummeted. And so the Colorado Department of Health, when you read their reports, they say this. They say, our numbers are very unreliable. Don't go by our numbers. During this period, the Clinton administration cut off funding for reporting on abortion. And you have to see that this was part of their strategy. The Clinton administration would stop the funding for reporting on abortion so the Republicans could not say, vote for us, we will reduce abortion. So in Colorado, it succeeded. And I don't know that that reporting has ever resumed at its earlier level. And so National Right to Life stole a play out of the Clinton playbook. They looked at the same numbers and they said, see, our lobbying, see, our child killing regulations are working. Look how the number of abortions are going down. In every state, look at this. All these states, the numbers have gone down. Oh, really? They plummeted in Colorado way lower than they did in the state you passed your laws. We had the number one decrease, and we didn't do anything. Well, Ken and Joe Scott were out there at the abortion clinic. So please help us with our telethon, 1-800-8-NYARTS, 1-800-836-9278. My brother Brian, his home remodeling company, call him 720-641-7033. That's Brian Enyart, 720-641-7033. And Maranatha, what a great school.